USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats are stepping up their efforts to pass bills aimed at election security, with President Trump suggesting he'd accept opposition research from foreign entities and the Mueller report confirming Russian interference in the 2016 election. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's now up to Congress to act.
There was an assault on our country.
She says the GOP-led Senate has yet to vote on a package of bills, and there's no support from President Trump.
Says it's a hoax. A hoax. President of the United States should be the one taking the lead to look into what happened there, and instead he's saying they could do it again.
Senate leaders rejected some election proposals earlier this year, saying they didn't want to interfere with state-run elections. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 17 points, the NASDAQ down 40, and the S&P 500 down 4. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Target stores get pretty busy on Saturdays, and they get even busier right before Father's Day. So there were a lot of frustrated people when suddenly the cash registers stopped working correctly. Target says there was an internal technical glitch that stopped shoppers cold for about 2 hours across the country. This customer says they knew that it wasn't the cashier's fault.
People on the register were all really nice and supportive. As supportive as you can be, they had no idea what was going on. They were being told to, like, punch in random numbers and random codes. And eventually what ended up happening is that we figured out that you could scan things, but it would just take up to 7 or 8 tries to scan one item in.
Some stores closed down for a short time, and many gave the people waiting in line free water and snacks. Target says it wasn't a hacking or any malware. The retail giant is apologizing and said no customer information was compromised. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Pew Research Center reports the percentage of dads staying at home to care for their children has increased dramatically. John Clemens reports.
Fatherhood in America is changing as the share of fathers who are stay-at-home dads is now at 17%. That is up from 10% back in 1989. Men ages 20 to 35 called millennials was found by the Pew Research Center to be at 6%. By comparison, 3% of Gen X dads were stay-at-home with their children. The CDC reports that 74.7 million men ages 15 and over are fathers in America. I'm John Clemens.
President Trump believes one of the top three polling Democrats is likely to be his challenger next year. But there's 23 to choose from. Less than 2 weeks before Democrats have their first debate, President Trump is sizing up his competition. He downplayed polls on how he'd do against any of them. On Fox and Friends, the president went after frontrunner Joe Biden to start with.
Everybody knows Joe doesn't have it. Now I see that Pocahontas is doing better. I would love to run against her, frankly. I see that Bernie Sanders is not doing well at all. I would have, frankly, liked to have run against. I think it's probably those three.
The president spent nearly an hour on the Fox program on his 73rd birthday. Tickets with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio.